We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming here at WFRM to bring you our live coverage of the trial of Old MacDonald. Edward Murder MacDonald was indicted by the grand jury this past March for the murder of specimen 3886B, a cow that the prosecution claims had been specifically bred as a dairy unit, yet was suddenly, and without proper tagging, redesignated a beef unit and terminated in the early morning hours of October 15th, 2011. We now take you to the Cornpone County Courtroom, where the Honorable Percy C. Hambone presides. Defense Attorney Arnold Spuggs is wrapping up his questioning of Miss Nellie Silverspoon.
Order! 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 This courtroom must come to order! Gosh dang it, you act like you were raised in a barn.
Your Honor, I object!
Well, I itch from all this hay we had to bring in. Courtroom smells like a... anyway, please continue.
Miss Silverspoon, you were discussing the steak dinner you and your son enjoyed on the evening of October 20th.
Oh, yes. Where was I?
The meat?
Oh, yes. My steak was tender and juicy with just a touch of pink on the inside. Well, that's the way I like it. Now, Horace wants it to be real red and wiggling on his plate. He says he likes it to put up a fight.
Yes, ma'am.
You should have seen the look he got in his eyes before he started to saw into that big juicy slab. Oh, my, he is my little Neanderthal.
Thank you, ma'am.
So when he bit into it,
ma'am,
and the
of course.
Blood dribbled down his chin.
Miss Silverspoon,
he's making
these
grunting noises, and I'm asking him to control himself.
Silverspoon.
Horace, breath, dear. Chew your food. Take small bites.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
He doesn't hear anything except maybe the beating of his heart. Meat.
Hey, Miss Silverspoon. Miss Silverspoon, can you stop now? Okay?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, that is all. Does the prosecution have any questions for the witness?
No, Your Honor, we do not at this time.
If you are just now joining us, we are broadcasting live from the Cornpone County Courthouse, where Miss Nellie Silverspoon has just left the stand after being questioned by the defense about her role in the eating of the victim. For more on Miss Silverspoon's testimony, we go to our on-the-spot reporter, Cindy Butterbottom. Cindy.
Thank you, Stan. Mrs. Silverspoon testified that on the afternoon of October 20th, she did purchase 2 T-bone steaks and a beef tenderloin from Old MacDonald's farm. And that evening, she prepared the steaks with a basic rub consisting of 1/4 cup of packed brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of minced fresh garlic, 1/4 cup of sea salt, 1 tablespoon freshly ground black pepper. Preparation for this meal included, and I quote, generously pouring on the rub and rubbing it into the meat on all surfaces. You don't have to slap it around. But don't play patty cake. Side items include asparagus, lightly braised with salt and dash of lemon juice, rosemary roasted potatoes, and cream corn from a can, which got some looks of disappointment from the jury. Now it looks like the judges is asking for any further witnesses. Let's listen in.
Defense, you may call your next witness.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
Okay, then. We ready for the closing arguments?
Yes.
No, Your Honor. The prosecution would like to call one more witness to the stand at this time. Specimen number 3886C.
Objection, Your Honor! We have no prior knowledge of this witness before now. This is a something bad of injustice and grounds for mistrial. I must object.
Specimen number 3886C's testimony will be very relevant to this trial.
Your Honor!
Circuit CRA 86 number...
Wait a minute. What's this? Surprise last minute witness? Specimen number 3886C. Holy smokes! This is the brother of the victim who the prosecution has claimed all along was sent to slaughter before his time because of his connection with the ring of illegal after hours petting zoos.
Order! Order! Order, gentlemen! Look here! No! Over here! Look up! Look down! Look high!
Look low!
Ha! Too slow. Now, no one wants this trial over more than me. All this talk of steaks and potatoes has me so hungry I could eat a couple of junior attorneys. So wipe down! Let's see what this bovine has to say. Will the witness please stand to be sworn in by the bailiff?
Please raise your white hoof. Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth? Is that a yes?
Thank you all very much.